Bleak Expectations by Mark Evans. Chapter the 6th, A Life Sadly Smashed, Then Happily Restored a Bit.
Damn this beastly journalist, here's...
Mr. Starkwell, sir.
Exactly on time.
Indeed, sir. I apologize for my punctuality.
And so you should. Your lateness has, over the past weeks, given me much to rail and rant about, which I enjoy greatly. How am I to rail and rant if you're on time?
Is this not in itself a small rail or rant, sir?
I suppose it is. I am somewhat mollified.
I am eager to record the rest of your story, for which purpose I have devised a special new form of shorthand.
You are clever, Mr. Sourquill. How does it work?
Well, if you say a word...
Apple?
What an excellent word to choose. So, you have said apple, and therefore, to represent the letter A, I draw an apricot. To represent the P, a partridge. For the other P, a potato. And for the L and E, I draw an eel swimming backwards.
For once, just sit and listen.
Yes, sir. Let me just set up my special steam-powered chair and...
And in that case, stand and listen.
Right. Well, that does spare me a scalded buttock, I suppose.
And so, to my story. My wife had died, and I was facing ruin. I, Pip Bin, had made my fortune by inventing the bin. Yet now, an American gentleman called Harlan J. Trashcan was claiming that I'd stolen the idea.
The court is in session in the case of Trashcan versus Bin.
The court was a dark, forbidding place. A statue of justice loomed overhead, blindfolded, and carrying in one hand a noose, and in the other hand another noose. And along the walls were row upon row of stuffed and mounted criminals' heads. And my dread increased at the arrival of the judge.
The court will rise.
He was a towering man, dressed in black robes, and with a wig fully 40 feet long. Each side of the wig ended in a live sheep. And owls nested in his higher parts. And when I heard his name, my dread became greater still.
The court is now in session. Judge Buford T. Hardthrasher presiding.
So, Bin versus Trashcan, eh? Are you Bin? Pip Bin?
Yes, Your Honor.
Nice to meet you at last. You're that chap who's killed all four of my brothers and my beloved sister.
I could not deny it. It was the truth.
Yes, sir.
How fortunate that I'm such an excellent and impartial judge and will in no way let that interfere with this case.
I'm glad to hear it, sir.
You're a dead man walking. Now, who represents Mr. Bin?
I had hired my father's lawyer, a man so distinguished that his name took fully 20 minutes to say. As he charged by the hour, many of his clients had faced financial ruin after just a formal introduction.
I do, sir.
And your name is?
It is Mr. Buh, Wickham, Post Forbiton, Fenugreek, Chasby.
My lawyer had barely started his name before the judge turned crimson with anger. His rage agitated the sheep and owls in his wig. The noise built, and finally he snapped.
Parry Chobbleton, Narrowboat Fondleham.
Enough! How long is this name of yours?
20 minutes, Your Honor. 40 if I choose to repeat it.
I will not have it. You are to be hanged.
But you can't do that.
Let me check the rule book. Yes, it's fine. Now, where's my noose?
I watched in horror as the judge placed the noose around my lawyer's neck and personally hanged him.
Excellent. Now I suggest an adjournment for lunch. Oh, and incidentally, Mr. Bin, for the duration of the case, I've arbitrarily decided that all your financial assets are frozen.
But how will I afford a new lawyer?
You won't. Case adjourned.
I had no choice. I would have to represent myself. In those days, a lawyer...